今天我们有一位外来的讲员。
Today we have a guest speaker.
他的名字叫 John.
His name is John.
他会讲中文的。
He can speak Chinese.
但今天早上他不会用中文来讲的。
But today, he gonna speak English.
那我把时间交给他。
Let's give him.
那今天的题目是在那个你手上的大纲。
The title of the message today is in your hands, in the brochure.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
确实我会说一点中文，但是那么多年在中国，我的汉语水平还不够高，所以我需要有翻译。
I can't speak Chinese, but I didn't spend enough time in China, so I need a Chinese translator today.
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can come together as a family.
亲爱的天父，感谢你让我们能够成为一家人在这里。
Lord, you know how hard this life is for us.
神，你知道这个生命对我们来说是多么的现在多么的困难。
And so, Lord, I just thank you so much for giving us family to help us go through it.
谢谢你能够赐给我们这样的家人，让我们能够度过这一切。
Lord, you know that we're struggling. Many of us are struggling in different areas of our life with different problems.
神，你知道我们都在生命中经历一些这样那样的困难。
And we really feel like we're in the fire, Lord.
有时候真的觉得我们是在火里面。
And so we just pray that this morning that your Holy Spirit would come and talk to us.
真的祷告今天能够你的圣灵能够在我们中间。
Lord, help us to walk away being filled and encouraged with your Spirit.
让我们能够互相鼓励。
In Jesus' name we ask this.
祷告奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
I've discovered the older I get, I need glasses. And it's getting worse year by year.
年纪大了，真现在都要戴眼镜了。
That's not helping me, Ralph. And my allergies have been killing me. I don't know. I mean, it's my eyes are burning and stuff from all this. Okay, I want to start with a story, if you would mind.
我们首先开始先讲一个故事。
Late in the 15th century, two young wood carving apprentices in France confided to each other their desire to study painting.
在十五世纪后期，有两个年轻的木雕的学徒，他们在法国，他们都想要学习画画。
But this plan would take money, and both Hans and Albrecht were poor.
但是学习画画需要花费一些费用，而且当时这个汉斯和阿尔布雷希特当时都非常的穷。
Finally, though, they had a solution. One would work and earn money while the other studied.
最后他们想出了一个主意，就是其中一个工作赚钱，另外一个去学习画画。
Then, when the lucky one became rich and famous, he in turn could help the other.
当其中一个可以幸运地变得有名有钱了，他就可以帮助他们中的另外一个人。
So they tossed a coin and Albrecht won.
最后他们投了一个硬币，阿尔布雷希特赢了。
So while Albrecht went to Venice, Hans, he worked as a blacksmith.
所以当阿尔布雷希特去威尼斯的时候，汉斯正在做一名铁匠。
And as quickly as he received his wages, he forwarded the money to his friend.
他一拿到工钱就寄给他的朋友。
And so the months stretched into years, and at last Albrecht returned to his native land an independent master.
年复一年，最后阿尔伯雷希特回到他的故乡，成为一名非常有名的画家。
Now it was his turn to help Hans.
现在应该轮到他来帮助汉斯了。
The two men they met in joyous reunion, but when Albrecht looked at his friend, tears welled up in his eyes.
他们两个人非常欢喜的相聚在一起，但是当阿尔伯雷希特看到他的朋友的时候，他的眼泪就止不住流了下来。
Only then did he discover the extent of Hans's sacrifice.
这时他才意识到汉斯为他所做的牺牲有多大。
The many years of heavy labor in the blacksmith shop had calloused and bruised Hans's sensitive hands. His fingers could never handle a painter's brush.
在铁匠铺劳苦工作了这么多年，汉斯的手变得非常的粗糙和青紫，再也不能拿画笔了。
In humble gratitude to Hans for his years of service, the artist, the great Albrecht Dürer, he painted a portrait of the the work-worn hands that had labored so faithfully so that he might develop his talent. And he presented this painting of praying hands to his devoted friend.
作为对汉斯这么多年牺牲的感谢，这位艺术家阿尔布雷希特丢勒画了一幅粗糙的双手，这双手的劳作才能让他发展他的天赋，也是他将这一幅祈祷的双手的画献给了他最忠诚的朋友。
Today, this masterpiece is a symbol of friendship and sacrifice, and it's familiar to millions of people throughout the world. Perhaps you've seen it before.
也许你们大家也看过这幅画，这幅画现在是非常的有名，作为友谊与牺牲的象征，流传至今。
The sacrifice of one friend for another, it's a great example.
这是一个非常好的一个例子，是作为一个朋友对另外一个朋友的牺牲。
And the example is sacrifice will cost us.
也是告诉我们牺牲是要付出代价的。
Sacrifice will be a blessing.
牺牲也是一种祝福。
But whose blessing were you thinking of when I said that?
那你认为这里是对谁的祝福呢？
Hans's blessing or Albrecht's blessing?
是对汉斯的还是对阿尔布雷希特的？
I was thinking of Hans's blessing.
我认为是对汉斯的祝福。
Because Albrecht's blessing was a temporary one, and Hans's blessing was an eternal one.
但是阿尔布雷希特的祝福是短暂的，而对汉斯来说，这祝福是永恒的。
Remember Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 13, he said, Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. And Hans, he gave his best of his life for his friend.
耶稣在约翰福音15章13节说道，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。汉斯为他的朋友付出他的所有。
And with Hans being a blacksmith, that makes me naturally think of fire.
Hans 是一个铁匠，让我想起了火。
And sacrifice and fire, they go hand in hand.
牺牲和火是分不开的。
Just like praying hands, right? This way, this way.
Yeah, 就是好像是是。
Peter, and he talked about fire in our faith. If you look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 to 7.
彼得也讲到了这里，讲到了火和我们的信心，是在彼得一书一章六到七节。
And I apologize when I did this, I did not think to have Chinese on my slide. I could have done it, but I just didn't think about it. So.
这里抱歉，这个经文我只把英文放在了 PPT 上。
Peter says, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith." Being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
The word tested in Greek, it means to distinguish something. It means to separate the good from the bad. That's what the word means.
这里用到了一个词试验，在希腊语中的意思就是通过考验来区分好和坏。
And you'll notice that when you put it to the fire, when they put something to the fire, they'll put it to the fire for 7 times in order to purify the gold.
对于炼金之人的对于炼金来说，你要把这个金子放在火上七次，你才能把提炼出最纯的金子。
And they do that so that the dross, that's the bad stuff, the dross is brought to the top so the purest of gold can be left.
这是因为你这样子才能让那些浮渣浮在这个金子的最上面，让最纯的留在下面。
Now the Bible tells us there was a time when the church was being purified and tested.
圣经告诉我们，教会也曾经被试验过。
So would you turn with me, please, to Acts chapter 7?
大家有圣经的话，可以把圣经翻到《使徒行传》第七章。
And starting in verse 51, I'll read through chapter 8, verse 4.
这里是七章五十一节到八章四节。
You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears. You always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers. who have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, "Look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and they ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and he cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now Saul was consenting to his death. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
你们这应着象景，心与耳未受割礼的人时常抗拒圣灵，你们的祖宗怎样，你们也怎样，哪一个先知不是你们祖宗逼迫的呢？他们把预先传说那义者要来的人杀了，如今你们又把那义者卖了杀了，你们受了天使所传的律法竟不遵守。众人听见这话就极其恼怒，向司提反咬牙切齿，但司提反被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边，就说，我看见天开了，人子站在神的右边。众人大声喊道，捂着耳朵齐心拥上前去，把他推到城外，用石头打他。做见证的人把衣裳放在一个少年人名叫扫罗的脚前，他们正用石头打的时候，司提反呼吁主说，求主耶稣接受我的灵魂，又跪下大声喊着说，主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。说了这话就睡了。扫罗也喜悦他被害。这从这日起，耶路撒冷的教会大遭逼迫，除了使徒以外，门徒都分散在犹太和撒玛利亚各处。有虔诚的人把司提反埋葬了，为他捶胸大哭。扫罗却残害教会，进个人的家，拉着男女在监里，那里那些分散的人往各处去传道。
It all started in Jerusalem.
这里讲到，这里首先就讲到了耶路撒冷的教会。
So that was the special place.
这是一个非常特别的地方。
The thing that changed everybody's lives happened there.
所有人的命运都，所有人命运的改变都发生在那里。
And all those special people were met there.
那些非常特殊的人也是在那里相见的。
Peter, James, and John, all the apostles, they were there.
彼得、雅各和约翰，还有所有的使徒都是在那里。
It was there Jesus came triumphantly riding on a donkey, and all the people shouted, "Hosanna in the highest!"
也是在那里，耶稣骑着驴进了耶路撒冷，所有人都高声欢呼，何塞纳。
It was there Jesus stood up against the evil religious establishment, and he spoke the truth unafraid and with boldness.
也是在那里，耶稣和邪恶的宗教教会对抗，无惧地宣扬真理。
It was there Jesus gave himself willingly as a sacrifice on the cross for our sins.
也是在那里，耶稣为了我们的罪牺牲在了十字架上。
It was there Jesus was resurrected.
也是在那里，耶稣复活了。
It was there that Pentecost happened, and the Holy Spirit filled them all miraculously.
在那里，五旬节的那一天，圣灵充满了所有使徒。
It was there that Peter began to speak up against the religious leaders, and he stopped being afraid of the consequences.
在那里，彼得对抗那些宗教领袖，并且不再惧怕后果。
And it was there that thousands started to believe, as we see in Acts chapter 2, verse 41.
在那里上千人受了洗，就像使徒行传二章四十一节。
It was there that the church demonstrated for us what the church of Christ should look like.
这里说到，于是领受他话的人就受了洗，那天大约增加了三千人。
And it was there that Peter was jailed and miraculously released by an angel of God.
也是在那里彼得被彼得入狱了，并且神奇的被神奇的被神的天使释放了。
Do you guys? I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Do you guys get how special Jerusalem must have been to them?
你知道耶路撒冷对他们是多么特别了的吧？
It would have been very special to us if we were there too.
如果我们当时在那里的话，也一定对我们是非常特别的。
And perhaps you and I, we can think of a special time in our past when it was a good time for you.
那一定就对我们，一定是个非常黄金的时代。
You might even say it was a golden time for you. You look back fondly on it.
是非常非常黄金的时代。
You look back at that time and you think that was special. That was something.
如果回头看看的话，你就觉得说啊，那真的是非常的、非常非常的特别。
You know, I mentioned all of this because clouds were gathering on the horizon of the early church.
你知道我提到的所有这些，因为早期的教会有许多的乌云笼罩。
They were dark.Ominous clouds, not just the kind of clouds that bring rain and thunder, but the kind of storm that brings heavy wind, flooding, and destruction.
不仅仅是会带来雨水和闪电的，而且是会带来大风、洪水和毁灭的乌云。
You see, with the persecution that was beginning to happen in Jerusalem, that was coming to Jerusalem, it was a time that was a wonderful time in the church for them. I mean, but yet the end was coming.
在这些经节中我们看到了那些信徒有受到迫害，他们在这之前他们的在教会的是非常美好的时光，但是这个时光也就因为这样子的迫害而结束了。
And this storm of persecution was threatening to destroy it all.
这个迫害的暴风雨威胁着要将一切都毁灭。
I can't help but wonder how did those believers feel at that time? Have you ever thought of that?
我不禁在想那些信徒当时的感受是什么样的，你是否也有这样的疑问？
Maybe they were sensing something. Maybe the Spirit of God was telling them it was sacrifice time. It was time to be purified by the fire of persecution.
也许他们当时感知到了什么，也许是神的圣灵告诉他们这是该牺牲的时候了，是在迫害的火焰中被洁净的时候了。
As we talk about sacrifice this morning, I want us to learn some important things.
今天我们讲到牺牲，我想要我们来了解一些重要的事情。
The first thing is God's servants are always at the center of the sacrifice.
首先就是神的仆人时常在牺牲的中心。
Stephen was killed as a martyr and a sacrifice for God's purpose in verse 59.
斯提凡作为殉道者，他为神的目的而牺牲。
All the prophets before him were martyred and sacrificed for God's purpose, as it says in verse 52.
之前所有的先知也为神的目的而殉道牺牲。
Paul the apostle, he was a sacrifice for the church.
使徒保罗也为教会牺牲。
We see in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6, For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come.
提摩太后书4章6节说到，我现在被浇奠，我离世的时候到了。
And average Christians, they were a sacrifice for the church.
普通的基督徒也为教会牺牲。
We see Romans chapter 16, verse 3 and 4. Greet Priscilla, or Prisca and Aquila. I think it's Priscilla. My fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well.
这里说到问百基拉和亚居拉安，他们在基督耶稣里与我同工，也为我的命将自己的颈项置之度外。我不但感谢他们，就是外邦的教会也感谢他们。
And of course, Jesus was martyred and sacrificed for God's purposes.
耶稣同样也是神的殉道者，成为神的目的的祭品。
So the point is this: whenever God wants to do an eternal work, His children are often going to be sacrificed to do it.
所以这里就是要讲的是当神要做永恒的事工的时候他的孩子们就要为此牺牲。
So you see, we are the living sacrifice of Christ today.
所以我们就是基督今天的活祭。
The second thing we can learn from sacrifice is that in the beginning, sacrifice doesn't look or feel good.
第二点就是起初牺牲不好看也不好受。
It's not a pretty sight to see a man stoned like Stephen. I've never seen it. I can't imagine it would be pretty.
你要目睹斯提凡被石头砸死不是一件非常容易的事。
And it wasn't a pretty sight to see the Christians in Jerusalem dragged out of their home and brought to prison or tortured. It would be hard to watch.
目睹耶路撒冷的基督徒被拽出家中关入监狱受到折磨也不是一件容易的事。
I'd like for you to notice, back in our scripture this morning, the word havoc in chapter 8, verse 3.
在今天的经文有一处八章三节讲到一个词就是残害。
The word havoc in this verse in your scripture, the Greek means to soil, figuratively speaking, to soil something. It means to insult or maltreat.
这个词在希腊文当中的意思是侮辱迫害残害。
And so perhaps an example of havoc could be a pond of water that lies still and quiet.
这里一个很形象的例子就是像一池的水非常的平静清澈。
The water has no movement.
这水非常的没有任何的动静。
It all looks calm and still.
非常的平静。
Then, a stone is cast into it. And someone steps into it. The water's moved. Okay? And for a moment, all the water looks dirty and it is in havoc.
然后突然一个石头被扔进了水里或者是有人踩进去了水就被搅动了这个瞬间这个水就会变得非常的浑浊。
So you see, in the beginning, when God's people are suffering and being offered as a sacrifice, it looks crazy. It's not understandable.
所以在一开始，当神的子民被迫害、被作为祭品的时候，场面是十分的不堪的，也是非常难以让人理解的。
It's not a pretty sight.
这个场面非常的很难受。
So when havoc comes, one of the first things we say is,Why?
所以当迫害来临的时候第一件事我们就会问为什么
Don't you think the believers in Jerusalem were saying that very thing when all this havoc started? Why?
我相信当时耶路撒冷的信徒一定是有这样子的疑问问为什么
It's a very common reaction by people, right? We do that.
这是人非常正常的一个反应
Have you ever said that in some difficult time in your life?
你在经历人生困难的时候你是否也会有这样的问题
Why would God let this happen?
为什么神会让这一切发生
It was all going so good.
在这之前看起来都很好啊
There isn't much understanding at the early part of havoc.
在迫害的初始人一般都很难理解
It just looks bad.
一切都看起来很糟。
And you know, Paul, he understood that sacrificing doesn't look or feel bad. If you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5.
保罗知道牺牲并不是一件不好，也是非常不好受的。
Paul said, for even when we came into Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were afflicted at every turn, fighting without and fear within.
在哥林多后书七章五节说到，我们从前就是到了马其顿的时候，身体也不得安宁，周围有遭患难，外有征战，内有惧怕。
Notice he said, fighting without what he could see.
这里看到是他有看到外面的征战
and fear within what he was struggling with in his heart
内心也有恐惧
but he didn't question it was God's will just because he saw the problems on the outside and he felt the fear on the inside
但他并没有因为看到外面的征战还有自己内心的恐惧而质疑神的旨意
and I think that's important for us to notice this morning
这也是对我们来说非常的重要
we don't live according to our feelings
我们并不是靠着我们的感受而活着
if we live according to our feelings only then we will be in trouble
如果我们仅凭着自己的感受而活我们会陷入困境
God uses tough times so that Christians can be obedient to God based on will, not on ease or feelings. In tough times, Christians act on belief, even if that is contrary to feelings. Relying on belief keeps Christians from being influenced by circumstances.
神通过困境让基督徒来依靠神，而不是顺境或者是靠感受。在困境中，基督徒靠着信心行事，即使和自己的自身的感受相悖，靠着信心让基督徒不被环境所影响。
I believe one of the greatest fights we have is in our hearts.
我相信我们所面临最重要的斗争其实在我们自己的心里。
What is happening to us on the outside, it can be bad. But how well we handle it is more about our attitude and our heart.
也许外面的环境非常的糟糕，但是我们是否能够处理好，还是在于我们自己内心的态度。
That's why we need God's word in our heart.
所以这就是为什么我们需要神的话语在我们的心里。
Our hearts need to be full of the word of God so that all things we think of are brought into the right kind of thinking.
我们的心需要神的话语，这样我们的心里所想才能够是正确的。
2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5, Paul says, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That includes our fears that we have and our sacrifice of something.
哥林多后书十章五节讲到，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。这也包括了我们对牺牲的恐惧。
The next thing to learn about sacrifices is that sacrifice will cost us.
第三点我们讲到的就是牺牲是要付出代价的。
It wouldn't be a true sacrifice unless it cost us something.
如果没有代价，就谈不上真正的牺牲。
There must be something given away, like your possessions.
就像好像是要付出一些，比如说你的物质上付出。
Something spent, like money, maybe all of it.
或者是花费钱财，甚至是所有。
Something offered, like talents or skills.
付出你的才能或者是你的技能。
Like time committed, perhaps short-term time or long-term time.
付出你的时间可长可短。
Risks may have to be made, physical risks, emotional risks, spiritual risks.
承担一定的风险，像是身体上、感情上或者是精神上。
It may be something that hurts to give, that is not your natural or first instinct.
甚至你会受到伤害，因为这不是你的本能的或者是自然的反应。
And time doesn't, I don't have the time this morning to go through examples, but just a few examples are Abraham, Joseph,Moses, Rahab.
今天没有太多的时间来举例子，但是我们可以这里有一些非常简单，比如说亚伯拉罕，还有约瑟和摩西。
And Rahab the harlot.
还有那个妓女拉合都是非常典型的例子。
It sounds silly to say it, but we all know it should cost us, right?
知道，其实大家都知道，牺牲都是要付出代价的。
Sometimes we just need to say it again so that we remember.
有时候我们就是要说出来，这样让我们能够记住。
Another thing we learn about sacrifices is that sacrifices put our complete reliance upon the Lord.
第四点就是牺牲要让我们完全的信靠主。
Yeah, what happened to that? Oh, there we go.You could write that scripture down if you wanted to. I skipped over it because of no time this morning. Sacrifices put our complete reliance on the Lord. God decides if we stand or fall.
上帝决定了我们的成功和失败。
He decides if we die or live.
他决定了我们的生还是死。
Stephen, he completely sacrificed himself in Acts chapter 7.
斯提凡在使徒行传七章当中完全牺牲他自己。
Don't misunderstand what happened to Stephen.
不要误解这里斯提凡的遭遇。
He understood the crowd he was speaking to and he knew their evil ways.
他了解他所面对的那群人，他知道他们是恶的。
He understood very clearly that they could stone him or beat him if he spoke the truth to them. He knew that.
他知道如果他向他们传道的话，他们就会用石头砸死他。
The widow in the temple who gave only two small copper coins, she knew what sacrifice was, and Jesus praised her for it, as we see in this scripture.
圣殿中的寡妇只给了两个小钱，但她知道什么是奉献，耶稣也称赞她。
In Mark chapter 12, verse 41 to 44, it says, And he sat down opposite the treasury, and he watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him, and he said to them, Truly I say to you, this poor widow...Excuse me, I lost my spot. Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box. For they all contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on.
马可福音十二章四十一节到四十四节，耶稣对银库坐着，看众人怎样投钱入库。有好些财主往里投了若干的钱，有一个穷寡妇来，往里投了两个小钱，就是一个大钱。耶稣叫门徒来说，我实在告诉你们，这穷寡妇投入库里的比众人所投的更多，因为他们都是自己有余拿出来投在里面，但这寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都投上了。
Don't you think she was completely relying on the Lord when she gave all she had?
这里的寡妇她把自己所有她有的都献上了。
That's how sacrifices are. They demand us to rely on the Lord.
这才是牺牲让我们能够完全的依靠主。
The next thing we learn about sacrifices is that God uses something bad to accomplish something great.
第五点，这里就讲到神用不好的来完成他的美意。
Saul, who we read about in the scripture, he was later called Paul, the great Paul the Apostle, he was an example of this.
扫罗也就是后来的使徒保罗就是一个例子。
And at this point, as you read in your Bible, he was beginning to pile up some of his greater sins at this point.
在那个时候他犯了非常严重的罪。
We need to understand that this was the time in Paul's life that he would say was his most terrible and sinful time for him, because he was persecuting God's people.
可以说当时也是保罗自己说的，是他最糟糕和最罪恶的时候，他在迫害神的子民。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 9, Paul says, For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God.
在哥林多前书15章九节说到，我原是使徒中最小的，不称配为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。
And Paul was used greatly by God to build up the early church.
但是神却为但保罗却为神所用，建立了最早期的教会。
Much of the New Testament that you're holding in your hand today was written by him.
大部分的新约圣经就是保罗所写的。
And God used what was bad, a bad thing for Paul, and he turned it into his glory, and he built his church upon it.
神将保罗的罪变成他的荣耀，并且以此建立教会。
So sacrifices of God are always for good.
所以为神的牺牲都是为了益处。
In the first seven chapters of Acts, the focus of the church was only in Jerusalem.
在使徒行传前七章都是在讲耶路撒冷的教会。
And it wasn't until Stephen's death here, his sacrifice, that we see the author of Acts not just talking about what happened in Jerusalem, but he then began starting in chapter 8, he then, for the rest of the book, we see the author tells us now how the church is spreading throughout the rest of the world.
直到这里斯提凡的牺牲让我们看到了这本书不仅仅是在讲耶路撒冷。八章之后这里的我们看到教会在许多其他地方都建立了起来，神让教会不断的壮大。
So, now God's making the church grow.
这个教会在不断的在发展。
The Gentiles are now going to hear the good news, and it wouldn't have ever happened, it would have never happened, unless God allowed them to be persecuted and spread all over.
之后外邦人也能够听到神的福音，若不是神把他们让他们受到迫害被迫分开，这福音也不会传播开来。
Now I want us to think of something important here.
这里有非常重要的一点。
The believers, when this happened, they focused more on Jesus than they did on their persecution.
信徒在受到迫害的时候，他们更加的比之前更加的信靠神。
If they would have focused more on their persecution, then they would have stopped preaching Jesus. They would have just quietly went on to live their life.
如果他们仅仅是关注在迫害本身，他们便不会继续传福音，而是就是非常安静的过着他们自己的日子。
But instead, they moved to save their lives.But they did not stop telling others the good news of Jesus Christ.
相反的是他们离开了逃离了耶路撒冷为逃命，但是他们也并没有停止传福音。
So that's a good lesson for us to learn today.
所以这也是这里要告诉我们的。
Where is your focus during the sacrifice?
在牺牲的时候你注意的是什么？
On Jesus or the sacrifice?
是耶稣还是牺牲本身？
If it's on Jesus, then we will have strength for the day.
如果是耶稣，你会得到平安和勇气。
If it's on the sacrifice, then you and I, we will live in fear and we will find no energy to go through it.
如果是牺牲的话，你会活在恐惧之中，并且无力去面对这恐惧。
The last point I want to talk about is that Jesus is standing.
最后一点我们讲的是耶稣是
Look back at chapter 7, verse 55. It says, But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
这里讲到斯提凡，他看见了耶稣站在了神的右手边。
This is the only time that you see Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
这是唯一一次你看见，就是你可以看见耶稣站在神的右边。
He's always sitting at the right hand of God, as you see here in, excuse me, where is that? I guess I didn't have that scripture here. he's always sitting at the right hand of God, as we see in Hebrews chapter 10.
在希伯来书第十章的时候，我们看到是耶稣是一直坐在神的右手边。
In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10 to 12, it's Paul says, But that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, meaning Jesus, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God.
希伯来书十章十节到十二节，我们凭着旨意靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体就得以成圣。凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能除罪。但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了。
For this sacrifice, it was so important that Jesus stood up.
但是这次的牺牲是那么的重要，连耶稣也站了起来。
Jesus sees our suffering.
耶稣看见我们的苦难。
He sees your sacrifice.
他也看见了你的牺牲。
And he's paying close attention to you.
他正在关注着你。
Nothing slips by his attention. His eyes are fixed on us.
没有什么可以逃过他的眼睛，他一直在看着我们。
Do you know that?
你知道吗？
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
It's very important to make it through the sacrifice of today.
这也是在我们经历苦难的时候非常重要的一点。
I want to close with a story to help make this point on sacrifice.
最后我们来也结束的时候也来讲一个故事。
In a Japanese seashore village, over 100 years ago, an earthquake started shaking the village one autumn evening.
在大约一百年前日本的一个海边的小村庄是在一个秋天的晚上发生了一场地震。
But being accustomed to earthquakes, they soon went back to their activities.
但是日本人他非常习惯对地震非常的习惯了，所以他们马上就又回到他们日常的生活。
And above the village on a high plain, an old farmer was watching from his house.
在这个村庄的山上有一个老的农民，他正在看着这一切。
And he looked at the sea, and the water appeared dark, and it acted kind of strangely. It moved against the wind, running away from the land.
他看着远处的海面，这个海水非常的奇怪，变得黑色，然后也和风向完全相反。
The old man knew what it meant.
这个老人他知道发生了什么。
His one thought was, I gotta warn the village.
他第一反应就是我要去警告那些村民。
So he called to his grandson. He said, bring me a torch, make haste.
他告诉他的孙子说给我一个火把要快。
Now in the fields behind him lay his great crop of rice.
在他的身后堆着一堆稻草。
Piled in stacks, ready for the market, it was worth a fortune.
当时已经堆了起来准备去卖掉了，然后这也值非常多的钱。
And the old man, he hurried out with his torch, and in a moment, the dry stalks were blazing on fire.
这个老人用这个火把让这个整个稻草就烧了起来。
Then the big bell below pealed from the temple below. Fire! Fire!
然后山下的这个寺庙里面就响起了这个钟声，然后是有人大声的叫道，着火了，着火了。
Back from the beach, away from the strange sea, up the steep side of the cliff came the people of the village.
这时候人们都纷纷的从海边涌向了这个山上这个着火的地方。
They're trying to save the crops of their rich neighbor, and they were saying, he's mad, he's mad, he's crazy.
他们都想要尝试去救火然后他们也是在叫着说这个人疯了，这个人疯了。
And as they reached the plain up there with the old man shouted back at the top of his voice, look!
当这些人正在向山上跑的时候这个老人就叫了一声看哪。
At the edge of the horizon, they saw a long, lean, thin line, a line that thickened as they gazed.
在海平面他们看到这时的海平面变成了一条粗粗的非常长的一根线当他们在看的时候。
That line was the sea. It was rising high like a wall and it was coming swiftly. It was a tsunami.
那条线其实就是这个海水海浪形成的一个高墙也是移动的非常的快。
Then came a shock heavier than thunder.
这就是海啸。人们当时非常的吃惊。
The great swell, it struck the shore with a weight that sent a shudder through the hills and tore their homes to matchsticks.
这时这巨大的海浪就冲击着他们的山冲击着这个海边也是将他们的房屋也都是冲散了像火柴像木棍一样冲散了。
It then drew back roaring, and then it struck again and again and yet again.
然后这海浪又退了回去退了回去然后又冲击了海又冲击回来然后又退了回去一遍又一遍。
And then once more it struck, and then it finally ebbed, and it returned back to its place.
直到最后终于这个海面平静了。
On the plain, no one spoke a word.
当时在这个山坡上面大家都沉默了。
Then the voice of the old man was heard saying gently, that is why I set fire to the rice.
这时这位老人他缓缓地说这就是我为什么要烧这把火。
He stood among them almost as poor as the poorest, for all of his wealth was gone.
这时他和那群人站在一起他们都一无所有非常的贫穷因为什么都没有了。
But he had saved 400 lives by his sacrifice.
但是由于他的牺牲他救了这400个生命。
What are you willing to sacrifice today for the good of others?
你愿意为了他人做出牺牲吗？
It's only those who are willing to sacrifice everything will they have the greatest reward, will the most people be saved.
只有那些愿意牺牲所有的人他们才能得到最高的奖赏更多的人才能得救。
I want to close with these final words from John the Baptist, which I hope all of us could agree with.
最后我要用施洗约翰所说的一句话来结束希望大家 也能够同意。
John the Baptist said in John chapter 3 verse 30, he must increase,But I must decrease.
在约翰福音三章三十节说到，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you so much, Lord, for just encouraging us today with what it means to be a sacrifice.
天父啊，感谢你，让我们告诉我们什么才是真的牺牲。
Lord, I pray you'd forgive us because we often give you second best.
主啊，原谅我们，我们时常都是没有给你我们最我们的真正的牺牲。
We do love you, Lord, but sometimes we get so confused and lose our perspective.
主啊，我们爱你，但是很多时候我们就把关注的地方放在了除你之外的东西。
We pray you'd help us to refocus and get our attention on you, Lord.
我们祷告，希望我们能够把我们所有的注意力都放在你身上。
Lord, make it so that when we sacrifice, we do it with joy and happiness.
也是让我们在牺牲的时候也能够有心有喜乐。
Because we live in a world that's dying and suffering, and they need us to sacrifice for you.
我们生活在这样的一个渐渐死去也是充满了苦难的世界上，也是让我们要需要我们牺牲的时候。
Father, I know some of us have more to give, some of us have less to give, but we all have something to give.
神啊，你知道我们有些人有很多可以奉献很多，有些人可能没有那么多去奉献，但是你知道我们总能够去奉献一些什么。
Help us, Lord, to be faithful to give.Whatever you ask of us, Lord.
神啊，希望能给我们信心，当我们要去牺牲奉献的时候。
Thank you, Lord, for talking to us today, and we pray it would grow in our hearts as we go out the doors.
谢谢你能够对我们说话，也是希望能够坚固我们的信心，当我们走出这个门的时候。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.